I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12. Amen. Amen. The title of our message tonight is Don't Let the Devil Wear You Out. Don't let the devil wear you out. Amen. Amen. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12. It says, Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he know that he has but a short time. In the book of Daniel, Amen. Well, you can go on to get the book of Daniel, but the book of Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25. Daniel chapter 7 and 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. Amen. We're just going to go back into Revelations, kind of elaborate on that some. Amen. Revelations chapter 12 and verse 12. It says, Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Amen. Amen. The subject again of this lesson is, Don't let the devil wear you out. Amen. The Bible tells us to be wise as a serpent, which is the devil. Wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. God wants us to have wisdom, but amen. Wise as a serpent, but be gentle, be humble as a dove on the other end. Amen. And speaking about wearing out the saints, we're living in a time and an hour that the devil has come down with great wrath. He's come down with great wrath. To wear the saints down, works to wear the saints out and wear them down too. A wrath is great anger. The devil is very angry at you, very angry at me, very angry at the saints and people of God, because he knows that there's no repentance for him, and he is going to burn in the lake of fire and with fire and brimstone. So he is come down with great pressure, amen, against the people of God. To wear you out, whatever that you may be going through, you know, it's not so much, the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against spirits and spirits of wickedness in high places. The devil's coming all shapes, types, or form. The devil's not coming down here with horns today. You're not going to see a pitchfork and horns like they paint. The devil comes, he's a spirit. And he come in many forms. He could transform himself into any. He can be in a child. He can be in whatever he wants to be, in a dog, cat, whatever. He has come down to wear the saints out. In this hour, we have to be alert and alarmed. You know, I believe he's going to be raising up men and women. I believe he already raising up here. He's going to send them for, because they're going to have to help usher in the people of God. A lot of the people that were here many years, they're not here no more. God's going to he's got an army that he's going to raise up. They're going to have to continue to lead God's people in to glory and out of this life. We need his help. We need his guidance. We need his wisdom, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's not your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your friend, or the next person coming at you. It's not them. It's the devil working through them. He's coming with great wrath to wear you down and to wear you out. Amen. Don't let the devil wear you out. How can you be smarter than that? You have to pray. We hear that all the time. You don't pray and get the mind of the Spirit. You have your flaky mind 1 minute, have the mind of the Spirit another minute, walking up in your flesh 1 minute, walking in the Spirit the next way. When you walk in your flesh, that's how he gets you. If you walk in and tune into the Spirit of God, he will not be able to get you. But he uses different strategies to wear you out. You got to be aware. Got to be able to be noticeable. What are the strategies? He don't use the same strategies for everybody. He's not going to use the same thing that he tried to use to wear me out that he would use to wear you out. You got to look and think, what is wearing me out? What is wearing me out? Whatever is wearing you out, that's what he's using to wear you out. That's one of the things. It's going to be maybe many. But you have to pray and say, Lord, you know, show me a better way to do this. If you're not leading me to do this, don't let me just do this and do it. Sometimes we just do this and do this and do that. To God, he's telling you to slow it down. He's telling you to stop. He's telling you to put the brakes on. No, I got to do this. I got to do this. The more you pray, the less you would do in the natural. The less flesh you would circulate if you pray, because he's going to balance you out. To say, do this right here and do that right here. But we don't be tuned to God. We going to be like this. And he will use anything to wear you down and wear you out. To the point you don't have, amen, no strength or desire to seek the Lord. That's his point. Where you have no strength, no desire to seek the Lord. Why? Because you're too worn out. You're worn out mentally. You worn out physically. That's how he likes to get most people. Like to get all of us. He want to get you wore down or wore out so he can come in with the kill. But whatever he's really coming to get you with, he's coming to finish you off if God don't have mercy upon you. Amen. The word wear means to exhaust someone. To wear somebody out, make them tired. This is what the devil is doing to the people of God. To exhaust someone, to overuse, like overwork your mind, overuse your mind. Your mind is going to sleep. While you sleep, the mind is steady going on. You're not really resting. One thing after the other. Why do we do that and keep doing that? Because we need to, amen, break the cycle and get down and pray. Get and say, Lord, enough is this. I need my rest. Just make sure that you're listening to the Lord. Make sure you're not running from sun up to sun down. You know, running without, I got to go do this for this person. I got to go do that. You don't have to do all that. Find out what God wants you to do and do that and tell everybody else, I can't, no, say no sometime or whatever you need to do. The devil would take these things to wear you down and wear you out. Got to understand, everybody don't have the same passions for the Lord. Your family members don't have the same passion. They may not have the same passion you have. That's the same desire for the things of God. Everybody don't have the same desires you have, so why they're not going to serve God like you serve God. They're not going to be into God like you into God. They don't have the same desire or passions for God. Some people don't. So if you base it off of what they do, you're going to get wore out. You try to keep it balanced because you're trying to have God, and they trying to have all these other things. They have no. They don't have the same desires you have, so they're not going to do the same things you do. This doesn't happen that way. It means to wear out, means to exhaust someone, to overuse, to great strain. A great strain where you won't know if you're about coming or going. Mentally, your thinking capacity is not clear like it need to be clear. You're overstrained and overstressed. Don't have right judgment. When you're overstrained and overstressed, your judgment, you can't think things out real clear. This is what the devil is out to do to all of us. He might not do the same thing to you that he would come at me with, but you got to recognize those things that he uses to wear you out. And you got to say, oh, no, I'm smarter than that. You have to pray. You know, even if they say the house is falling, cave in, you can't fix the house, no way. You just pray, do what you can, let it fall in. They say, God, don't let it kill me or anybody else. There's some things you can do, and there's some things you cannot do. In your mind, wear out You can reward. This is what wears out quicker than anything else. If it's just your body, you can take your body and go lay down, maybe to take a little sleep, get a little shut out or something. But if this mind is constantly going, this is what he's after, the mind. That's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If you got all your problems and you got all the next person's problems and you got all the next person and you know something about everybody's business like Facebook, Twitter and all them different things, you got your problem, you don't only have your problem, you got their problems too. Because you might say that's them, but no, you're going to think about it. When you least expect it, the devil's going to bring it to you. All what you heard, all what you seen, all what you know. It don't pay to be nosy. You pay a price for it. You know, we have to, amen, pick and understand these strategies that the devil uses to wear you out, to wear me out. And you have to be mature enough and God say, no. If I feel like going here today, I'll go here today. But no one's going to put pressure on me to do nothing. Because God will back you up, especially if you acknowledging him and say, Lord, I can't do all this. Lord, I don't want to. Would you fix this for me? And God will fix it for you. But if you just go on and jump into it, the devil going to roll with you. Because what he's trying to do is get you tired and wore out. Just mentally thinking. God didn't call us to. We're not a resolver. We're not God. You can't handle everything. You can't fix everything. You need God. That's how people lose their mind and have breakdowns and stuff. Because your body's only designed to take so much to hold on so much. Sometimes the devil will send an attack to your mind. You got to do something with that attack. You got to call upon the name of Jesus. We're in a spiritual war. The weapon of your warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God. Of pulling down the strongholds. You can't pull down them thoughts. You can't stop those thoughts from flooding in your mind. You can't tell. That's how a lot of people lose their mind. Our minds is not supposed to be floating on the cloud. Y'all hear me say that sometimes. When you find the devil will take you on a trip. If you don't catch him, you don't jump off of that bus, you're going to stay on that trip. And before you get to your, he tap you on that bus, he's going to put you on the airplane. All this is taking place in your mind. One thought after the other. You got to say, something's not right. Amen. We need our minds to, just like these people driving like demons. Sometimes I'd be like, Lord, I live right there on the corner. It's like, Lord, sometimes the people, they just feel like, well, nobody's on the street. Shroom! I mean, they do that all the time, but it's get worse. And Lord, this is a terrible noise over here. Please, would you do something about this? I've even called back in the day, back last other part of the year, to the Marion County Center, Action Mayor Center. Tell them, because that's where you report stuff. I said, we need lights, speed zones. We need things up in here. This is horrible, the way they drive. Of course, they act like they say they can't put nothing in this area and that area. They tell you whatever they tell you. But these people, they're driving like a bunch of demons. That is not normal to drive like zone like that. People doing this regularly. They doing all kind of stuff. And if we don't watch it, the devil will take our mind like Zoom. We'll be on one Zoom 1 minute. We'll be on another Zoom another minute. It's not normal. I said, Lord, keep me in my right mind. You got to know when you're in your right mind, you got to know what's the right man and what's the man is not right. You're supposed to be upon what you're doing. Now, I know sometimes we might forget and maybe forget to do this, but that's not normal for you to walk around and you don't know. You're spaced out all the time. They talking about the people. They think this message is for the people not saved. Not saved. No, it's for the people that saved first. Because you're supposed to have the mind of Christ. The people that's not saved, they don't have the mind of Christ. They're on drugs, alcohol, and what are you on? You got people that saved walking around here spaced out in another zone. You almost got to say, you hear what I said? Hey. But when you talk to them, they down on the this, I guess, something wrong. That's not normal. The Lord said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And so the devil would take, and a lot of times for people like that, because their mind is spaced out on something else, but the person is talking to them right there. That is a problem. only thing they're going to do is give you pills for that. And they have side effects along with it. They won't get to the root of the problem. You need to be renewed in your mind. You need the mind of Christ. The only thing can stop all that. Amen. Amen. Come, he will come down with great wrath to wear the saints out, to tire you out, to stress you out, to wear you down, to cause you to be weary and discouraged and say, what's the use of serving God? What's the essence of serving God? I'm so stressed out. I don't know what to do. You'd be surprised the people that are saved. They're so stressed out. They don't know what to do. And all they got to do is go to God and cry out to God. One prayer will not do you. You have to keep on praying. One prayer is not going to take care of all your problems. You got to keep on praying. You just pray till you see a breakthrough. And a lot of times, it's not so much that you're asking God. I'm asking God to do this. I'm asking God to do that. But God, amen, hears you all the time. But he may needs to change you. He may need to show you another more perfect way. But you know, we can think of some 100 years, so to speak. Think of some forever. And we just use it that one way. We just going to stay that way. Some people are stuck. They stuck in the mud. They're stuck right there. I'm not in my own personal this my demeanor. I will be stuck in the mud because some people, but they don't change. It's not good. They don't do big changes. But I have found out since God has been in my life, God's made me flexible, more flexible than I ever probably would have been. You are not getting nowhere being stuck in the mud because everything's going to change around you. So you need to hear God to see which way he's changing you. He won't lead you wrong. You got to ready because the way you're doing it, maybe he wants to bring you out of that. So the devil, he can wear you out in many ways. He wear us out in many ways. To wear your nerves out, wear your mind out, wear your body out. You just be wore out. But God will help you prevent yourself from being wore out if you just stay before him. And not only just stay before him in prayer, do what he say do. Do what he say do. Amen. Amen. The devil will come down and say, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Woe is a word like, woe means like, oh my God, trouble ready to hit. Woe means sorrow. It means distress. It means suffering. It means pain. It's like somebody say, whoa, that means like, oh, well, what happened? Something's good. That means something bad get ready to happen. It said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you, letting you know devil's not all far off. He's coming down to you in whatever way he feel like he won't come down to you, having great anger, great wrath, because he know that he has such a short time. You might not know how short the time he had, but he knows he has a short time. And he's like, as many as I can get to spend eternity in hell with me, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trip him up. I'm going to wear him down. I'm going to make him go back on God. I'm going to do everything that I can do to wear them out. Amen. In the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter in verse 25. And he said, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times of the dividing of the times. Things are going to change in this world. He's seeking to change everything. They come up with new laws, new this and that and other. He's going to have a lot to do with it, the devil. Just to be against the saints. That's what it was, just to be against the saints. Not going to be in your favor. It's going to be against you. You're going to have people on your job that are going to be against you. We don't walk around with apprehensions like everybody's against us. But you'll just see that there is a difference. When you're trying to live right, you'll find out there is a difference. If you're in your household, you're trying to live right, you will see there's a difference. wherever you at or wherever you be, if you're trying to live for God, you'll see the devil, attacks of the devil. You'll see them more prevalent than you ever seen them before. But if you're doing this as much as the devil's doing out there, you will not recognize him because you're a part of what he's doing. Amen. The spirit of Antichrist is already in this world. It's not going to come. It's already in the world. Antichrist means anything that's against God. You can say you for God, but you all at the same time, you can be against God. Amen. Amen. Our last scripture. Amen. In St. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. St. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. It says, watch and pray. Them are your two keys. Them are the two things that will keep you and I from being wore out. We might be tempted to be, he may tempt it to wear us out or try to wear us out. But if we watch, let's pray. You can't do all the watching and be struck with amazement and not pray. You have to watch and pray. You see that? It didn't say watch or pray. Watch and pray. And that's every day. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch. Amen. Watch means to look, to observe, to stay alert. God don't want us to be alert 1 minute, next minute we unalert. You have to watch all the time. Like you, they say, watch your surroundings. You watch your surroundings. You be alert. Be alert. Let this mind be within you as is also in Christ Jesus. If you wore out and tired and haven't had no rest, no sleep, and you wore out and tired of your mind and thought, you're not going to be alert when you get out here. You're not going to be alert in your surroundings. When the devil come at you, you're going to be howling, oh, the devil, oh, the devil. You got to be alert. God wants us to be alert. Put on the whole armor of God. Keep the whole armor of God. Sleep with the whole armor of God. Yeah, say, Lord, let this mind be within me, which is also in Christ Jesus. We all have to ask God that. Do we all be like that? Sometimes we know we be attacked. We know that the attacks. We know that we didn't have on some part of that armor when we respond to things in another way that God would have us to respond. We know there's something. We was too tired or something got away from us. We wasn't alert as we need to be. We all been there. We had the Lord want us to watch as well as pray. Because you can have a great big, a beautiful prayer where you feel glory coming all down on you and get up out of the presence of God and just started doing all your things you want, but you're not attentive. Then somebody come after you, it come at you in a way, and then before you know it, you might respond to them. We all have a spirit that have responded to them and forgot about, did I just pray now? Did I just prayed, but how did I respond like that? Because you didn't watch. And when you come up out of prayer, and when you get to coming in from under the presence of the Lord, your spirit is open because of that presence. So you guard your spirit. Ask God to guard your spirit. Lord, let me ease into this day, or let me ease into that. Don't let, you know, your spirit's open for devils to throw out everything. You want to stay in this frame of mind. You know you're going to work. You know the people at work. They don't believe like you. Don't think like you. You don't go there thinking you're going to have church there. In your mind of thought, you don't go there thinking they're going to think like you. This Lord just put a guard over me, shield over me, and keep me in the flow. You don't walk like you on walking on ladder on you know, you don't walk like you're a man in another world either. God don't have us be unseemly. He had to tell people everything. I'm just gonna tell you about the Lord. No. You don't bring that here. Just ease yourself, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost ease you. And you know you come out of another presence. You know you're going into another presence. Lord, ease you out of it with wisdom. Let me ease me into this. Amen. I'm saying that because I used to do that. I used to ask the Lord that when I was working. And my prayers would start earlier in the morning before I go to work. I worked with a lot of people down there. IPS was big. You meeting people when you first get out your car, all throughout the day, the bus drivers, the kids on the bus, you got a whole group of people that you work with. And you want to, you wish you could just stay in the presence of the Lord, wish you didn't have to go out and none of that, but you got to get that done. So I just, Lord, help me ease into this, ease out of here, ease into this day. Because your spirit is very open, it's very delicate. Amen. So, amen, we have to watch as well as pray that you enter not into temptation. Amen. Temptation is when you're being tried, when you're being tested by the devil. When you're being tested, when you're being tried to do something wrong that you know you shouldn't even do. The devil will tempt you to do this, do that. So-and-so doing it over here, so-and-so doing it, that ain't going to hurt. Yeah, this going to do this. You're being tested, you're being tried. The Lord say, pray before that time that you enter not into temptation. Because here's the thing right here. The devil doesn't go after you. It's great when you're alert in the things of God. When you're not, even if you don't have some good rest and good sleep and all that, he doesn't go after you too much because you got too much alertness. But he wait till you get worn down, tired out, worn to the teeth. You're mentally tired. You're physically tired. And that's when he comes in like a flood. And that's when we're not aware of how he comes in. But that's what he waits on. He sits and watches you. He sits and watches me. He watches you all throughout the week. He watches your behavior and your prayer. Do they pray? Are they pray when they go to Bible class? Or they pray when they go to church? Or what about Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday? He watches like they don't pray. He's setting up strategy, setting up something for you. If it don't be for the grace of God, he'll get you every time. So God wants us to say, give me this day my daily bread. We need to take time out every day. We cannot afford not to pray at all. We cannot afford, you know, people might have didn't know no better and pray hit and miss prayers back then. But I tell you something, you better pray every day. In case you don't know it, you better say something to the Lord every day. You better say, Lord, help me, guide me, lead and guide me. Lord, I thank you. You better talk. The more you talk to God, the more he'll give you to say to him. He'll help you to pray. You sit there and dismiss prayer out your life. Amen. The devil, even though you might say, well, I don't see the devil messing with me. I don't feel like he bothered me. I'm all right. Honey, he's planning, he's setting up stuff for you. You don't even know it. All the time. Especially when he knows that you really love the Lord. He's setting up things and traps for you all the time. Now you need to be praying because you need God to show you every trap before you walk into it. You need to be praying anyway. So the Lord let you know, you feel like an inkling. I think I'm going to do that. I don't think I should do that. I don't know what it is, but I don't think I should do that. Lord, then you can think, well, Lord, should I do this and another? We don't ask, Lord. We're just going to do it. Find out we made the wrong turn. Watch as well as pray. Amen. Watch yourself. Watch your behavior. Watch your demeanor. Watch your response. Watch the things around you. Watch. You ain't got to say nothing to people. You ain't got to call out people. You ain't got to do none of that. Watch. You should know them by their fruits. You should see. You can see that something is not. You might not understand everything, but it's like, there's something right about that. I don't think I should say that. I don't think I should do that. I don't think I should go there. There's something just not right. Watch. That is your discernment. Thank God that you're saved and you're born again. You have the Holy Ghost. Thank God for discernment. But a discernment does no good for you if you don't use it. We have the gifts of the Spirit in us. We have the gift of knowledge. You don't have to just be a pastor, leader. You have that in you, but do you ever exercise that? Is that ever exercised in your life? You need that. You need discernment. You need discernment. The saints need discernment. Discernment. We need that. We need that to work in our life. Because you're not always in the church building. You need that to work so you won't, amen, walk and go do something that's not beneficial to you, that will harm you in the long run. We need to with the words of, we need wisdom. We need knowledge. You need God to talk with you. You need God to be your counselor, to counsel you. He's a wonderful counselor. if you're listening to them. You have a counsel your thoughts in your mind, and you won't sit there and do things that don't make sense. Some things we do don't just make sense, and we, something happened to it, we quickly to put it, the devil made me do it, so to speak. The devil this, the devil that. But something, God tried to get your attention, that don't go that route. Don't do this. Don't say that. Don't. But when all we just go on, and we have to find out. Our discernment, it should be working. You pray enough. There's no way you can pray and get breakthroughs and you can't discern nothing. That's not so. You're going to be able to see trouble afar off. You're going to be able to discern if you are talking to the Lord. He said, I call you my friend. He's going to let you know what you need to know. He's not your enemy. He's your friend. He's going to let you know if there's trouble. But if you don't communicate with him, you will not know the trouble down the road that you can't see right now. Amen. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Don't fall into the trap of the devil when he's trying to take you another way. And he comes when you're tired. Just like Jesus, he came to him. If you be the Son of Man, turn these stones into bread. If he did all that, then Jesus had ate for 40 days and 40 nights fasting. He was weary and tired in his body. That's when the devil comes, when you are weary and tired. Weary and tired. You're exhausted. You're stressed out. You're going through this. That's when he comes in to try to overtake you. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing. Your spirit wants to please God. Your spirit is listening to God. Your spirit wants to do what's right. But your flesh is weak. So that means if you're not listening in tune with the Lord, you're going to do what your flesh say do. You're not going to be able to resist the devil. You're not going to be able to resist temptation because you're going to do what your flesh say to. And whatever to whomever you yield your members to, that's your servant. That's who you're going to obey. If you go yield them to the Lord, you're going to obey him. You yield them to the devil, you obey the devil. Amen. So, amen. Pray, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit wants to pray. The spirit will pray, and the spirit wants to pray, but the flesh do not want to pray. I say it all the time because I know how my flesh is. Your flesh do not want to pray. Your flesh do not want to do any of the things of the Lord. Your flesh would like to be in the bed right now. Don't want to be at church. We love the Lord, but we wish we could be relaxed somewhere. But we put God first, so God will look out for us. Amen. Your flesh, amen, wants to be somewhere laid back. Eating whatever you want to eat, amen. And the flesh would like to be, amen, talking to something else other than talking to Bible class. Any of us, your flesh would like to be sitting back and nothing. I mean, this is reality. We are in the flesh. The flesh, this is what the flesh appetites of our flesh, my flesh, your flesh. But the spirit in you, amen, is willing. Our spirit is willing. That's why we're here tonight. Because the spirit is indeed willing. The spirit wants to be in the house of God. You got two enemies. You got the enemy, your flesh, and the devil. One against you all the time. Your flesh and the devil. You don't have to have nobody else. It's your flesh and the devil. Against the spirit of God. And Lord, if we didn't have the spirit of God ourselves, we'd be doing everything the devil say do. We used to do everything the devil say do, but when God saved us, we begin to follow the spirit. So you have to continue to pray to the Father that you have that was born in to, and keep talking to him that you can continue to follow the spirit. Because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is indeed willing. And sometimes, like I said before, sometimes you do have to turn your plate down. You have to fast, whatever fast God give you. I'm not going to tell nobody go on a 40-day fast, because a lot of times some of us can't fast for 2 minutes. So I went to that, we ask God and the Lord, I need to turn down my place, start at lunchtime, start at dinner time to you. If you get a day, a 2 day, however you want to do it, Lord, this help me do people. I say, nobody do that no more. I'm sure somebody does it. People doing it because if you don't do it no time, maybe that's why you have all the problems you got. You got to do it sometime. But ask God to help you. Amen. Because you keep feeding the flesh. You're just making it bigger. You're making it more problems for yourself. Not just bigger in size and everything, but it's getting the best of you. You see yourself, you telling people all, snapping people down, and you know, you got attitude and stuff. That's your flesh, honey. You just keep feeding it with food. You need to break it down with some prayer. Break it down, and Lord, help me. You know, if I can't go number an hour or whatever, it's your heart. It's your thought. He'll take you further, but just make an effort to do something. Ask God to help me. Lord, I fast my lunch today. We don't want fast lunch because you didn't get a chance to go to lunch. That's not a fast. You have to call yourself. A fast is something that I have set up to do. I made an obligation to the Lord. I have set this up to do unto you. That's what you've given God. If you don't eat every day to 12 o'clock anyway, that ain't no fast. You just don't eat every day to 12 o'clock. But if you just say if you eat at 8 o'clock, you say, Lord, I'm not going to eat to 12 o'clock. Yeah, you stressed it out. However, you know, it's like, Lord, I'm praying about this and I'm praying about that. Lord, and I just need, you know, help me, Lord, to fast and turn down my plate, you know, showing God that you are sincere, giving him, is let him work in you. Amen. It's not so much you fasting for God to give things for you, but it's really to help you to crucify your flesh. And when you crucify your flesh, you're able to see and hear God better. And then fasting also clears your mind. It helps you up here. Because you got all this other stuff going on. You putting all this food in. You got all this stuff rolling around in. You need to just chill, let's just say. Just calm down. That God just let the flesh go under. Paul said, I bring myself under. I bring my flesh under. And if I don't bring myself under, I'm going to, you know, I can preach to you and I could be a castaway myself. I could witness to you, but I could be a castaway myself. Amen. So, you know, we want to let's bring ourselves under. And give, you know, Lord, I just need some help in this area. I just need, you know, Lord, I just need some help. And my flesh is too much in control. You know, when your flesh is too much in control that you cannot tame it, you need God to help you. We need God to help us. Amen. And then God shows us. And, you know, different things, different strategies that the devil, he sits and look and seeks whom he may devour. He sit and look, find out ways. Wait till this person ain't prayed. Like I say, this person ain't prayed. All 3 or 4 or 5 days they ain't prayed. Oh, they tired. He's coming in for the kill. Come in to wear you out. And we can't make excuses to say I got a headache today, so I can't pray. We can't. It's no excuses. No excuses. As long as you have a mouth, as long as you have a mind where you can think, even if you can't say nothing in your mouth, Lord, help me. You got a prayer going on in your mind. Help me. We make too many excuses. I can't do this because of that. I can't do this because of that. But in the long run, we do everything we want to do. So, amen. Don't let the devil wear you out. And it goes, this applies not only to you, it applies to me and everybody else. We have to, amen, we got to make sure that things and people are not wearing us out. Because people, the devil use people, and they'll wear you out. They'll wear you out, and you'll be wore out and wore down. Because, let's say, you might have more on your plate than they got on their plate. You got more load. They got, you got to do this, that, nothing. They do nothing. And devil's not going to jump on them as much because he already got them. But he would go extra miles to get you. people that he don't have. He go extra miles to give you one way your trials and tests are hard. Now, I know some things we suffer. The Bible said if you suffer for wrongdoing, you have to suffer. You suffer with no wisdom. You know, you walking through here with no wisdom. And sometimes you got to learn a lesson. So God may have let you go through it so you can learn. Don't do that no more. But some things, like that message I think I sent you on, some things are attacked of the enemy. Some things are done because we didn't use wisdom. You got to know the difference. If you don't know the difference of why you're going through the trials you're going through, that's not good. You might not understand everything that's happening, but you got to make sure that you didn't create the problem. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? You got to make sure you did not create the problem with a lack of wisdom. If you know you did what you need to do, and you just walk, and it's lined up with the word of God, not what you think you ought to do, but it's lined up with the word. You know that you, amen, you didn't do nothing to provoke that person. You didn't do nothing to say nothing. You did your job or whatever you needed, and you did what was right. Then God, those are attacks. God knows that. But if you did something opposite from what they told you to do, and you had an attitude, and you did this, and you did that, you might have bought some things on yourself. And this is kind of, I try to think about stuff, especially when something's really hit me hard. I try to think about, on my part, what did I do? Well, the only thing to bring this on myself. A lot of times we don't want to look, we always want to think it's the other person's fault. But you never learn nothing that way. Did I have to say that? Or did I do that? Oh, Lord, forgive me if I'm like, oh, I see. You had to learn. But if the devil just outright attacking you, you would know the difference if these are attacks or if you have harm. You have put yourself in harm's way. Don't you know you can put yourself in harm's way? Ignorantly, lack of wisdom, you can put yourself in harm's way. And sometimes God will allow you to suffer that out, but he would help you so you can learn, don't do that again. Because if he just takes everything away from you, don't let you go, and then you'll never learn what's right and what's wrong. Sometimes kids, you might tell them, don't do this, don't do that, and they go do it anyway, then they get screaming and hollering, and sometimes you say, did I tell you you shouldn't do that? Some people have to learn, some people learn the hard way. But anything that God is teaching us, we definitely want to learn, and we do want to learn, it can be just something small. I mean, I went through some things myself. It can be something small. The Lord said, don't do it this way. Do it that way. And you, at the time, you say yes. But then later on, you do it the same way. Keep doing things the same way. You're going to get the same results. You have to learn. Like, okay, God said don't do it that way. It must not be good for me to do it that way. God, help me not do it that way. I ain't saying you're going to get it all, ace it all in one time. But you get tired of it. If you get tired of it enough, you will do it. Amen. So I believe we're just pretty much about done. Don't let the devil wear you out. And we pray that God will help us all, including myself. God help us that we will not allow, that we'll be wiser than he is with the help of the Lord. And we will not let him wear us out. In Jesus' name.